You're listening to SBS News.
7 days after a violent pro-Trump mob stormed the US Capitol building, President Donald Trump has been impeached for inciting the attack that left five people dead. The mob swarmed the building shortly after hearing a speech from the president in which he repeated baseless claims of election fraud and encouraged his supporters to go to the Capitol as the Senate formally confirmed Joe Biden's election victory. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi confirmed the resolution had passed with ease.
On this vote, the ayes are 232. The nays are 197. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The vote followed hours of heated debate between Republicans and Democrats on the House floor, with all 435 representatives given the chance to speak briefly. Democrat Representative for Alabama, Terry Sewell, gave a passionate account of last week's events.
Madam Speaker, I rise today to support impeachment. I do so with a heavy heart and a lasting and searing memory of being in this gallery, the People's House, right up there, fearing for my life. And why? Because the President of the United States incited others to be violent, a mob of insurgencies in this House. It's unacceptable. It led to the killing of five Americans. Blood is on this House. We must do something about it. I ask that we move from stopping the steal to healing, but healing requires accountability, and everyone must be accountable.
On the other side of the aisle, Republican Representative Bob Good argued that impeachment would only further divide the country.
This action will only serve to further offend the 75 million people who voted for President Trump and further deepen the division within our nation as we try to move forward with a peaceful transition of power. However, the Democrat majority has determined he's already guilty and there's no need of a trial, and they therefore move forward quickly with this phony impeachment charge. Today, I enjoin my Republican colleagues in standing against this further effort to divide our nation.
But perhaps the most significant takeaway from the day was the 10 Republicans who crossed the floor to vote in favour of Mr. Trump's impeachment. With Democrats holding a majority in the House, no Republican support was needed to impeach the president. But 10 Republicans still decided to take a stand. Dan Newhouse was met with applause when he announced he would be voting to impeach.
Madam Speaker, this is a sad day in our republic, but not as sad or disheartening as the violence we witnessed in the Capitol last Wednesday. There is no excuse for President Trump's actions. The president took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Last week, there was a domestic threat at the door of the Capitol, and he did nothing to stop it. That is why, with a heavy heart and clear resolve, I will vote yes on these articles of impeachment.
With Mr. Trump now banned from all major social media platforms, he was unable to react to the news of his impeachment immediately. But a couple of hours later, his team released a 5-minute video of the president speaking. He made no reference to his second impeachment, instead trying to distance himself from the violent mob of his supporters again.
I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it, and you are attacking our country.
But 1 week earlier, this is what Mr. Trump had to say to his supporters moments before they decided to storm the Capitol.
Now it is up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down, anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them, because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong.
Mr. Trump, however, did not walk to the Capitol with his supporters as promised. He was photographed returning to the White House shortly after giving that speech. As they raided the building, Mr. Trump released a video on Twitter asking them to go home and telling them that they are very special and he loves them, comments that appear to be at odds with the president's claim that the mob were not his true supporters. As she signed the newly passed article of impeachment, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi praised the 10 Republicans who crossed the floor to vote for Mr. Trump's impeachment.
Today, in a bipartisan way, the House demonstrated that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. That Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our country, and that once again, we honored our oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help us God.
Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar, who has often been the subject of online taunts by the president, helped draft the articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump. Responding to his impeachment, Ms. Omar said she hopes the Senate will now vote to convict the president.
I am proud to see my colleagues, not just on the Democratic side, but on the Republican side as well, join us in that effort. And I do hope, now that we have finalized impeachment on the House side, that the Senate also moves swiftly in removing a president that continues to present danger to our nation.
The U.S. Senate isn't due to reconvene until January 19, one day before Mr. Trump's term officially ends and Mr. Biden will be inaugurated. But Democrats are now urging Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring the Senate back early so a trial can be held. Two-thirds of all senators would need to vote to convict Mr. Trump to have him removed from office early and potentially lose some of the wide-ranging benefits ex-presidents enjoy. That means at least 17 Republican senators would need to cross the floor and vote to convict the president. But earlier this week, the New York Times reported that as many as 20 Republican senators are open to convicting Mr. Trump. If Mr. McConnell doesn't bring the Senate back early, it's likely Democrats will move to delay Mr. Trump's trial by at least 100 days to allow Mr. Biden to move urgent business through Congress when he first takes office. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.